Trump puts Biden's parole migrants on notice, self-deport or be deported. By John Binder on March 24, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is sending a notice to the more than half a million migrants who entered the United States under President Joe Biden's parole pipeline, self-deport or be deported. As Breitbart News reported late last week, Trump announced he would revoke the legal status of the 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans who were welcomed to the United States via Biden's massive parole pipeline known as the CHNV program. In total, 110,970 Cubans, 213,150 Haitians, 96,270 Nicaraguans, and 120,760 Venezuelans were allowed to fly into the United States via commercial flights and receive parole despite having no status, while 110,240 Cubans, 211,040 Haitians, 93,070 Nicaraguans, and 117,330 Venezuelans arrived at the nation's southern border and were released into the United States interior with parole. In its federal notice, Trump's DHS said parole migrants will have 30 days to self-deport from the United States. After that period, they will face deportation by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. DHS has determined that a 30-day wind-down period provides affected parties sufficient notice while also preserving DHS's ability to enforce the law promptly against those CHNV parolees lacking a lawful basis to remain in the United States, the notice reads. Accordingly, DHS is opting not to increase the wind-down period to more than 30 days. In November of last year, a bombshell report from the House Judiciary Committee revealed that the Biden administration, through the parole pipeline, had enabled fraud, undermined national security, and endangered public safety, all in favor of ensuring that hundreds of thousands of otherwise illegal aliens can come to the U.S. through CHNV. In some cases, migrants were admitted to the U.S. through the CHNV program despite not residing in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, or Venezuela, the four nations that the program was designed to aid, the report found. The report also discovered that sex traffickers have potentially used CHNV to exploit women and girls, detailing that a fraud analysis of CHNV applications revealed that some applications that were sent from the same IP addresses were submitted on behalf of a high proportion of female CHNV aliens. In one such case, 21 supporter applications were submitted from the same IP address on behalf of 18 females and only 3 males, the report states. At least 6 of the females were under the age of 18. Overall, the parole pipeline welcomed a foreign population to the United States larger than the resident population of Sacramento, California. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.